USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After spawning tornadoes from North Carolina all the way through Virginia and Maryland, Tropical Storm Isaias is continuing its trek north. This restaurant owner in Atlantic City telling Fox News he's making plans already.
Comparing to all the reservations that we have for tomorrow, we canceled them. I called them and I canceled them. I forced them that for Wednesday or Thursday. And that's just going to hurt us a lot.
The White House says the use of mail-in voting in the November election will be rife with fraud and delay.
When you have this mass mail-out voting, like what Nevada wants to do, the consequences are real.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany there speaking at the press briefing on Tuesday. McEnany saying, though, President Trump is in favor of absentee ballots, which means you request a ballot, which is available in every state and the District of Columbia. This is USA Radio News.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
On Tuesday, a Republican-led Senate subcommittee is convening a hearing to examine protecting free speech and protests, but also preventing violent demonstrations. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is chairing that committee.
The ranking member said nobody is condoning the violence and rioting, and yet nowhere in the opening remarks was even one word condemning it, condemning the assaults, condemning the 277 injuries that federal law enforcement officers have suffered at the hands of those rioters. Not a word.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky, says Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader from New York Chuck Schumer are delaying getting money to the American people during the pandemic.
We've gotten a full week of the Speaker of the House and the Democratic leader shutting out all of their own members and refusing to move an inch off of demands that everyone knows are outlandish.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
At a White House ceremony on Tuesday, President Trump is signing the Great American Outdoors Act, which he calls a truly landmark piece of legislation aimed at preserving the country's majestic national wonders, priceless historic treasures, and national parks.
The Great American Outdoors Act provides $900 million a year in guaranteed funding for the Land and Water Conservation Fund so that all Americans can continue to enjoy our parks.
The annual New York City Holiday Spectacular will be a lot less spectacular this year. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Officials have announced that the 2020 Radio City Christmas Spectacular featuring the Radio City Rockettes is canceled due to the uncertainty surrounding COVID-19. It's the first time since 1933 that the show, that was slated to run from the 6th of November through January 3rd, has been canceled. In addition, MSG Entertainment, which owns Radio City Music Hall and Madison Square Garden, plans to lay off 350 people, or a third of its corporate workforce. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More news can, of course, be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well. Check us out at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.